I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, it was a close call for an off-duty Australian wildlife ranger when he was out fishing. 54-year-old Craig Dickman was fly fishing on a beach in Cape York, Queensland, last Sunday when an 8-foot-2-inch crocodile lunged at him and got a hold of his hand and his legs. The crocodile grabbed the ranger by his legs and his hand and tried to drag him down. As he's scuffling with the crocodile, the story says, he had one thought. This is life or death. This is a life or death moment right here. And he gouged that crocodile in the eyeball. He dug his fingers down into his eyeball like Happy Gilmore and Chubbs getting his golf ball back. And that let the crocodile let go of him. He said he was severely injured with the bite on his hand, ripping open skin to expose the tendon and muscle. And, John, he was an hour away from home, and he had two injured legs and a mangled hand. But he was able to drive his car home, and then a neighbor helped tend to his injuries. And then he was airlifted to the Queensland city of Cairns and basically put back together. They said he just barely got out with his life. They said jabbing the crocodile's eyeball out.
That makes sense. Yeah, I get. You'd go for that. On the shark, they say it's the nose, but on the croc,
take out his eyeball.
Get the eyeball. Here's your absent-minded lottery winner. 70-year-old lady from Maryland. She won $12,327 in a state lottery game. She was so excited, she left her winning ticket behind at the store. Her boyfriend was in the grocery store. She went into the convenience store to get a lottery ticket, some kind of virtual horse racing lottery ticket game thingy, and she ended up winning $12,327. She said, I saw my numbers, and I freaked out. She said, I really didn't even know how to play the game, but I had won. She said, I checked with the cashier. The cashier said, yep, you won the big prize. And she just kind of like threw her hands up in the air, jumped up and down, screaming, runs back to the car to tell her boyfriend, hey, you know, I just won $12,327 in the lottery. This is unbelievable. Yeah, get in. This is great. Let's go. I can't believe it. So they're driving down the road. In their heads, they're spending thinking how they're going to spend the $12,000. And all of a sudden, she says, I don't have the ticket. they 10 minutes later, they turn around and head back to the store and pick that baby up.
And, you know, when I tell you I go to the bank, sometimes you kind of shake your head and discuss, like, why? Just deposit your checks with the...
On your phone, man.
You take pictures of it. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to deal with those people.
You have that on your phone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I went to the bank on Friday and tried to deposit a check, and they put a hold on it. They put a hold on all checks now. Maddening.
I think there's something about you that
it
they...
Maybe that I is think it. It's, yeah. I'm not sure. But this guy, the other day, 78-year-old man goes into the bank in Maryland. This is reported by the Baltimore Sun. This guy goes into the bank, 78-year-old dude, and makes a big withdrawal. Well, working the bank that day was 19-year-old Nathaniel Newell from Bel Air, Maryland. And he's a bank teller at the Freedom Federal Credit Union there. And he's working with the 78-year-old guy who comes in and makes the big withdrawal. Well, that night, Nathan went over to the guy's house. The bank teller pulled up his address, knew that dude just pulled out a bunch of cash, and went to this guy's house, forced his way in, attacked the guy, robbed him. Finally, the guy's 57-year-old stepdaughter pulled out a gun and threatened to call the cops. The police were able to piece together that the attacker got his address from the bank 2 days and went and arrested him at the bank 2 days later. He's been charged with robbery, burglary, assault, and home invasion. There's your full-service bank right there.
I can't believe it's news.
Yeah. I mean, think about that, though. You go in and say, yeah, give me $2,000 or something like that. I don't know how much money it was, but the teller knows exactly who you are, where you live, all that kind of stuff, and you got that money.
That is, I guess the smart investigator is going to look into, all right, what teller did he see? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then do a little search on that person, a little background search, a little investigation, ask some questions.
Who knew you had this money? Yeah. Who knew you had the money? Right? Well, my wife, the bank teller. Oh.